Yeah, good evening. Simen Shin Yud Aleph. Tine Meis B'Shabbos B'Shabbat Tatum Min Atzad, page 228. Meis Shemutl B'Mokim. So we're discussing a Meis, Halacha of a Meis. And he is, we'll see that there is various Eterim, but various Chumas as well. A Meis who is Mutl, so somebody was Nefter, and he is lying in a place, Shorel Olam Ibn Adleiko. He's scared there is a fire, or there might be, there's likelihood of a fire. And the mace is in that particular place, and we're worried about the bizoin of this, of the mace. He could be in a place where he's going to get cholila, there's going to be the mace. There's a near a lake, near a fire. We know mace is obviously mukta. What you meant to do? So, im yesh kiko o tinok metaltaloi al yedeyem. What he could do and he should do is to place a loaf of bread or a tinoik, a baby, a small child, on him, or actually on his side, and then he'll be able to carry the mace together with the kikol tinoik and move him away from the fire thereby. If there is no loaf of bread or tinoik available to make it a heter, then im yesh lo shtei mitois, what he should do, if there's two beds, there should be two mitois, two beds. That's really what it boils down to make a tiltul min atzad. He takes the mace and he pushes him from one bed onto he rolls him from one bed onto the next. This will be called a tiltul min atzad, which is permitted. If there is no loaf of bread or tinoik, and also there's no two beds available for him to move him away that way, then metaltaloi tiltul gomad, then he can actually, in order to protect the covert of the mace, he's allowed to move him away directly in the regular way. So again, ideally, he should put a loaf of bread or a tinoik and carry him this way to protect him for the fire. Second best option is to move him tiltul min atzad from one bed to the next. And if that's not possible, then he could do a tiltul gomad. The kolzeh b'yoseh reshus, this is only if we're talking about, he wants to protect the mace in that very domain, in that reshus. So it doesn't move him to Rishus Yochid or anything like that. It's just literally from one room to the next within the same Rishus. Meis Amutl Bechamo. If we're talking about a meis who is lying in this burning sun, which obviously is going to cause a great Zirochain, it will decompose very quickly due to the heat, then what he's allowed to do, Metaltona Mechamo Letzel, he's allowed to move him from the Chamo, from the place of the sun, shine, Letzel, to a area where there is shade. Boys to Rishus in that domain, Ali de Kiko Tinoik, here again through a Kiko Tinoik to put a loaf of bread or a Tinoik right next to him and move him at the same time. If there is no Kiko Tinoik, Loi Taltalanu Klein may not move him at all. But he's not in this particular case of the son, he's not allowed to move him from bed to bed as discussed in the previous case. That would not be permitted over here. Tiltu min atzad shmitiltu, because when it comes to a son and not to the fire, then we say tiltu min atzad is considered tiltu and will be also. Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah explains over here. In Tifkot Na'at, Mishnah Berurah addresses the point, does he need to be dafke kiko or tinoik? If you want to move this mace, is it only if you have a loaf of bread or a tinoik? What if you've got another heter item? Does that work as well or not? Mishnah Berurah have got an Aleph explains. It could also be if you've got a pair of glasses or a hat or whatever it may be, a heterdik item, a sefer. You can also put it there and thereby moving. It's only the point of a kikatino, because only that it's a mutter, a heterdik item. Why is it that it's only permitted if, why can you not just take away the mace? Why can you not just take the mace? Why can you only move the mace if there's heter on him? Why? Mrs. Akil adds to that why can we? We're saying this mace now is in a place where there's a fire. We're saying that you can't just take him. Ideally, what you should try to put the heter item on him. On his side, rather, and then you move the mace together with the heter, with the box of tissues. You should only do it with heter, the kikar tinoik. But why isn't the covered mace doicha? Isn't the covered mace doicha? Could the question ask? Pardon?
Where's the lack of covered mace?
Because of the fire. So you've got to move him. Oh, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, really. Mishnah Berurah says the reason why we have got to do it that way, through a heter, I think that's what Rav Feingold means, to call the roi tiro letal to the head, and the reason why we can't just move him about like this, whatever can be done in a permitted way, should be done in a permitted way. So it's true, if there's no alternative, there is no kikau tinoik, there is no two mitos, there is no alternative, you can take the mace and move him that way, that's true. But if there is a way of not carrying mukta and to move in a permitted way, in a way which isn't contradicting al-chaz mukta, so you've got to do it. So take a heta, which kikau tinoik, you take a loaf of bread, you put it, and you carry like this, which makes it in a permitted fashion. But if there's stuck an alternative, you're right. But the rule, the underlying rule is called the mada efsha. Whatever can be done in a permitted way should be done in a permitted way.
I still find it hard that the whole concept of mukta is applied
to a mace.
I don't know.
The answer is because a lifeless body loses its kedusha, loses its neshama. It is mukta. It's got no purpose. It loses its purpose. It's harsh words, but that's the metzias.
Surely, if the fires at all near the
mace, yeah,
both for the mace's sake and your sake,
yeah, if it's very near, you're right. It is absolutely correct.
Start looking for something.
Absolutely, if the fire is near, that should be done. Indeed, yeah. Now the Mishnah, yeah, the safe base. Let us move with Beit Beis. Let us move on with the base. Bottom of the page, 228. Mace yisichu bevayis. Okay, this is now a scenario of a mace which is starting to decompose in the house. Mace which is starting to mesriach, he's starting to decompose. Venimtza mizbaze, and now we're going to see now a key rule that there's two bizoyen. It's two levels of bizoyen of disrespect. There is the bizoyen ha-mace, which is the disrespect of the mace, which is the whole concept of kovda mace, and one has to look after the mace. That's one very important element, which will be discussed. Then there's also a bizoyin of the chayim, or the bizoyin of people around him. If there is a mace around, and he is decomposing, it's a disrespect for them to be sitting next to a person. They're probably availing. They're probably people who are associated to him. But never mind that. It's just the fact of for living people to be next to a body, which is disintegrating, that is also a bizoyin for the living. So there's bizoyin ha-meis and bizoyin ha-chayim. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah Chanuch says. Meis yisicha bevayis, meis which is masriach bevayis in the house, v'nimtza mizbaze, and he turns out to be now mizbaze, he turns to be disrespect. He's in a disrespectful situation now. Pein ha-chayim, between the living people, v'heim mizbazim, and v'heim mizbazim imenu, and they get nisbazim from him, from his presence. There's a disrespect with regards to the mace himself and with regards to the people around him. So then the halacha is, and the Ramah adds, not only that, he is oyim sam even add, afidu lo yisriach adain, even if he's not, if he's not masriach yet at all, he's not disintegrating yet at all, elo shekov lasriach, but it is evident that it will happen shortly. Then the loch is muta lo yitzio le kamelis, you can move into a kamelis. So cholila, if there's a maze in a house, and the question is what, and he's masriach already, or he will start with masriach shortly, then the loch is he can be moved into a kamelis. He can be moved to a kamelis for the reason of covered amaz, it's not covered for him, and for the covered chaim around. Very good, we'll speak about that. That's the Ramah. We'll speak about that. You will speak about that, we'll speak, the Ramah speaks about it. The Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch continues, Mutar Letzir HaKamelis can be moved to a Kamelis. Now, the reason why it can be moved to a Kamelis, Mishnah Berurah explains, if Katan Zayin, Mutar Letzir, the Godol covered Abrius. Why can he be moved? I mean, think about it. The mace is Mukta. And the mace is going to be carried around now from Rosh Hashanah, from a private domain into a kamelis, which is an Issa Drabonon. Why allowed to do that? Why allowed to do that? Why not to do Issa Drabonon? Stuff like this. It's not for mitzvah purpose. It's not Amira. Why is it mutter? The answer is because God will cover the Brias. Great is, as the Gemara says in numerous places in Shas, great is the covet of God will cover the Brias. It is the great is the covet respect that we give to humans. And therefore, if it's a very disrespectful situation to have the mace like this in our house in presence of living people around. Very disrespectful. And therefore, God will cover it Brias. And it can be moved around. Being mukta into a kamlis domain, which is Issa Dabonon. Godoil covered abrias. Shadoi chalois asayed divayim, which push away in Issa Dabonon. Continues the second line. Vimo Yolohem, Mokom Lot says, boy, and if there is a place within that same house, that they can just move him into the other room within the same house without moving into a kamelis. Ein motzin oisu, you may not take him out. Hello, manichin oisu b'mokim v'yotzion him. If there's another room in the house, in the building, then don't take him into a kamelis. Rather, go. There's another room in the same premises. Then all the people they should go into the other room, leave him there, and go to the other room. Motzin ein motzin oisu, hello, manichin oisu b'mokim v'yotzion him. He stays there and everybody else goes into the other room. Some say there's no permission, there's no heter to take him out lekamlis to a kamlis. Some say that there is no heter to move him out only through kikar tinoik. Some say you know what? That's a fascinating opinion. Some say that there is a heter to move a mace. Even without kikavatinuk, there's a heter to move a mace into a kamelis. And I'll tell you, this is very relevant for livings as well. There is now Shulchan Aruch, which is telling us an opinion. Some say, shekol shemotzia, sheyesh oim sheloit, I'm just going to the next opinion just to have it all in context. So there is one opinion that says that there is a heter to move out the mace from the room where he's in to even a public domain. Is a heter to move him out. And if you do that, to not bother positively and actively, to not bother putting a kikar tinuk there. Just take him out. Why would it be the heter? Even to the public domain. Why should it be mutter? Why should it be mutter? Pardon? But why God will cover the abriyas, which is, yeah, but if here we're talking about even being at the, saying to Rosh Yochid, from Rosh Yochid to Rosh Tav, is the rest surely. So why is it mutter? So there is over here an opinion, and it's very noigea. It's very noigea. If we need to have awareness of this, we need to have awareness of this opinion, because it's very, very noigea also for other scenarios. Rabbi, if a person takes out a mace, and he's moving it from the private domain where he is out into the street, why does he do that? Why does he do that? What's the reason behind it? Is the purpose of his malacha? What would be your words? The purpose of the malacha is? I want more specifically.
Right.
Yeah, but more. What does he do there for? The main agenda is to. Very good. That's the key words. To get him out from where he is. Does he really care where he's going? If he's going to be on this side of the pavement, or the other side of the pavement, that side or that side. Does he really care? No, that's not really the point. The point is not so much from taking from point O to point A to point B to have to point B in destination. The main reason is to get him out of play of point A, because that's where the yidna, that's where they want to have their Shabbos Suda, and they don't want to necessarily to have a mace right next to them. So they want to have him out of there. They want to have him out of the way he is currently. But the main agenda, they don't really care where he's ending up. That's not really the point. The point is to remove him from where he is. Rabbi said, there is an opinion that is showing him, and that's what Shulchan Aruch holds over here, that whenever you do not care where you're actually putting him, when you do a melech zoytzor, and the melech zoytzor is based on removing him from point A, but you don't really care about where the point B is, that is considered a melech sheino tzricha legufa. We know there's a rule in Shas, machloek is in the Mishnah, but that we're passing. The melacha she'en tzrich leguf is not deraisa. Melacha she'en tzrich leguf is defined, for instance, in the Gemara, by you digging a hole, and you don't really care for the hole, what you really want is the earth on the side. Normally when a person is choifer, he does it because he wants to create the hole. But if you're not digging because you want to create the hole, but you're digging because you want to have the earth on the side, that's considered melach shenitzrich legufa. Similarly, if a person is carrying a mace out, the melach shenitzrich legufa is, the definition of a melach is, you are moving him to a place where you want him. When I'm carrying a pen, when I'm carrying a baby, who I want to bring him, because I want to take, no, that's not a good example. When I carry a tissue, okay, let's talk about a tissue. When I carry a tissue, it's because I want to have a tissue in destination, because I might need a tissue there. When I'm carrying a sefer into shul, and it would be a deraisa, because I'm carrying the sefer and I want it in that, I want to have that sefer in destination in point B. Shuchnoch now is holding that whenever I'm carrying something, not because I want it even point B, but I want it even out of point A, that is only with the rabbana. That's melach shenitzrich legufa. I'll tell you where this is really, really no guy. Yeah.
But surely, it's quite possible and likely that the person who's nifta in your home would be either a member of your family or a close friend. And in that case, it would be important to you that he's put in a place that's respectable and safe outside, not just anywhere, not just out
yes.
of the house. And therefore, that in those cases,
yeah.
what you say really applies.
Correct. Nice point. So, you're right, but what would be, you're right, of course, very good. Okay, so let me specify that. In the following, let me rephrase it. If there's two equally respectful places to put him, so I don't have a particular agenda to keep him either in point this place or that place. Of course, we must be referring to, and that's definitely true and correct, we must be referring to a place to keep the mace in a respect, in an absolutely, you're right, in a covered amazing place, 100%, he must be looked after respectfully. Definitely so. But as far as the Oitza is concerned, the main so we're talking about putting in a place where he's safe and looked after. However, in terms of why we're moving him out of the house, it's because we want him out of the house. And it's not, I don't really mind if he's ending up in this safe place or in that safe place. Okay. Yeah, so I am not even talking about Mukta. I'm even talking about Melech Zoytza. What you're talking about, Gev Shalreit, that's with regards to Mukta. Here, I'm not talking about Mukta. I'm talking even when it comes to Melech Zoytza. If I don't care about destination, if I care about removing from where it is, that is only Medrabanon.
I just had one, and I forgot that one minute. A scenario where I'm doing Melech Zoytza, I'm carrying something out of my house. I'm carrying something, but I do not do it because I want it in place B. It's just about having it out of my house. That would be Midrabanon. Pardon? I'm just thinking of something. No, Gav Shalai, that's only a Mukta heta. So if we're talking about Hoitza, you've got something in your house, you've got something which is bothering you. But Gav Shalai, that's only a heta with regards to Mukta. There's no heta of something, if something smells, or a good example, if something smells, or something has got it's very disturbing in your house, there is no heta to be, it may be something which as Mukta should have to put in the dustbin, correct. But is there a heta to throw it out of the window, and therefore being over Melech Zoytza Zrika from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah? Would there be such a thing? So the answer initially would have said, no, you're still over on Melech Dereise of Zrika, of carrying on Shabbos, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But here we're learning now, it's a good example, here we're learning now that, yes, if I don't really care, the point is just to have that smelly tomato out of the house. And it's still awesome with Rabbonon, but I'm just pointing out that it is Rabbonon as opposed to Dereise, that I just can't have it in the house anymore. Now, I don't really care where it ends up, I just don't want it in my house, and then that would be a Melech Shenitzrich Legufa. To throw it out of the house.
Again, two rabbonim.
Yeah, at times it makes a big nafkamina. I just had before a good case, and I've forgotten it now. At times when we want to know that to get something out of my place, it's only midrabbonon, not because it's melachshin still a gufa. Based on this shulchan aruch over here. Yes, over here this is beyond kovod abrius. This is not kovod abrius. This is melachos shel gufa.
Meaning you take it out because it's masriah.
Yeah.
You put it in a place that's
yeah.
That specific. So then it's out of the rabbanon.
If yeah, so Shulchan Aruch says if I'm moving it out, he says I don't even need to have a kikur tinoik, because according to this opinion, I can even bring it to Rishus Rabim Deraisa because melachos shel gufa. And Kovod Abrius makes it from a Rabbanon into a Heter. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. We move on. That's probably bring similar to your point. You're allowed to ask a goy to move the mace, if needed. And that's, by the way, that is what we rely on. There is a mace on Shabbos in the hospital, then they will rely on, they'll ask a goy to deal with him. That's your question. Who asked Kohenim? Was it you? Go right. You're not allowed. So the Heter we've discussed now, all the Heterim we discussed now, that's only if you need to remove him because of COVID HaMeis. But if the Meis is very much looked after, but I'm invited, the Meis is in a very good place. He's not Masriach, and it's not bothering anybody. But I invited for Shabbos dinner, I invited Kohenim. And they cannot come into the house now because of the Meis. But it would be a bizarre scenario. But you know, so now there's no Heter to remove the goat, to remove the mace because of the Kohenim. You can't. It's only a Heter with regards to cover the mace, but not with regards to, it's not a Heter with regards to Kohenim. Yeah, he has to get out, ASAP. Absolutely. There's no Heter. But to remove the mace, letzorich Kohenim, through Goyim, that would be permitted. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight, Seif Aleph Beis and Gimel, Seif Aleph and Beis, we learned about the Heterim of a mace, Alidei Kikav Tinuk is Mutter. If it can be moved from Mitter to Mitter, that's even better. We learned Alidei Goy is Mutter. If there is those various Heterim with regards to a mace which is Masriach, we learned that it is the covet of the Bizoin Achaim and the Bizoin Amesim. We learned extensively, we discussed this Meloch Shevzele Gufu with regards to Melech Sritza. That's why it's Mutov here with regards to the Mace. We learned that all the detail, they only apply with regards to covet Ames, but they would not apply for the Tzorich of Kohenim or anything like that. But here the Heter of asking Goyim to remove the Mace, that would be permitted even a Tzorich Kohenim. Good evening, Abu Yisrael.